Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 17 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show. We'll be meeting with multi-unit franchisee Jeff Oslin, an established entrepreneur who's been a staple of the Rebath franchise system for over 30 years. And Jeff is a multi-unit franchisee with three locations operating in Detroit and Traverse City, Michigan, and most recently, Toledo, Ohio. And throughout his years in the industry, he's picked up several tips for successfully growing a business. While a 30-year industry veteran, he continues to innovate and rise at the top of the system, earning the Franchisee of the Year Award at this year's annual conference. And we're going to talk to Jeff about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 17 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with multi-unit franchisee Jeff Oslin, an established entrepreneur who's been a staple of the Rebath franchise system for over 30 years. And Jeff is a Rebath multi-unit franchisee with three locations operating in Detroit, Traverse City, Michigan, and most recently, Toledo, Ohio. Hi, Jeff. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marty. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, this is my pleasure, Jeff. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Jeff?
I'm calling from Troy, Michigan.
Nice. Okay. I heard the weather has actually warmed up there a bit, hasn't it?
Where are you from? Where are we calling? Where are we talking to you from?
I'm in Easton, Pennsylvania, actually, so we're no strangers to cold.
Right, right. So I think we might have the same weather. Yeah, no, it's been unseasonably warm winter, and it's a great day today. It's sunshine here in Troy.
That's wonderful. You know, you've been doing this such a long time now, Jeff, you know, and I was wondering, you know, I said maybe, you know, we could even kind of go back, because I'm curious, you know, what were you doing before even becoming a franchisee with the Rebath franchise system?
Oh, God, that's a long time ago, Marty, but
it's
a different lifetime, right? No, that would have been, I was a CPA.
You were? Okay, that's interesting. That's fantastic.
I was a CPA, and I was actually I was living in California.
Okay.
With a college friend of mine, and his brother was doing, was probably one of the very first dealers for Rebath back in the day.
Okay.
Because when Rebath started out, they were a bathtub liner on the commercial side. And
right.
he was one of the crews that went around the country and installed bathtub liners. And he landed in Los Angeles and started a dealership, probably the first dealership in the whole network at that time.
Wow. So that's how you became familiar with Rebath then, Jeff, I guess, at the time, you know, and I'm curious, so what led you then to become a franchisee? Because, it's kind of different from what you were doing in the past, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I figured if I was going to be grinding away at, you know, at a job for 16 to 18 hours a day on the public accounting side to become a partner, probably another path would be to do that for myself. And this kind of seemed like a good opportunity at the time.
Yeah. And because you've been doing this such a long time now, Jeff, what do you like most about franchising? Because, of course, you had options, you know. I mean, if you said you wanted to be an entrepreneur, you know, you could have, you know, done this yourself. But you know, what do you like most about franchising, because you've been doing it such a long time?
Back then, I mean, I was in my early 30s, Marty, and I don't know that I really knew anything. So it seemed like a good product and a wide open marketplace back here in Michigan, and I wanted to move back to Michigan anyway, so it was kind of a fit, and kind of see where it takes us kind of thing. That was kind of my thinking back then. It was more, I would say that it was more entrepreneurial. I was going to do something in that space anyway, and I ended up doing this, and I haven't changed since. Not sure what that means, but...
Yeah, no, I think that's terrific. And, you know, tough question for you, Jeff, but, you know, it's going to be hard to narrow it down to one answer. But what's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you over the last 30 years as being a franchisee with Rebath?
I would say probably the sheer amount of change has been probably the most interesting thing. We've gone from, like we talked about, from the bathtub liner concept, which is really doesn't exist in our marketplace anymore, to a multi-unit franchise. So, you know, starting out at zero to 20 million, a lot of stuff has gone on between those spaces.
Sure. How do you typically describe Rebath to someone, Jeff? I mean, if you just met someone, you know, and they saw it, you know, your whether it was your truck or your logo, or your uniform or whatever it may be, and they said, "Oh, what's Rebath?" I mean, I'm very familiar with the brand name out here in Pennsylvania, but how do you typically describe it?
We would describe it. The easiest way to describe it would be to point to our We Believe. We provide an efficient bathroom remodeling service with high quality materials, as well as lifetime warranty on exclusive line of products. So we curate products for the consumer on our end, and we're able to provide a simple design to install process, I guess would be the best way to describe it.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good description, Jeff. And I'm just thinking about, you know, you mentioned the consumers, Jeff. I mean, so who is, if there is such a thing, like maybe a typical customer for Rebath?
The typical customer for Rebath is 35 plus. I think in going above that 35 number, there are segments, aging in place, people that want to transform their entire bathroom and all the spaces in between that. So I'm not sure that we limit our product offering outside of, to be specific into one or the other grouping.
Right, right. And it does, I mean, because I've been on the website, Jeff, I mean, it does make a huge difference when the final product is done, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, and, you know, we get people that come by our showroom and they're amazed by the quality of the materials. It's not what they thought it was going to be. And it can make a significant difference in people's daily lives, starting out their day.
Sure. At what point, Jeff, I mean, did you know, I mean, you were ready? You know, a lot of times, you know, people go into franchising and they stay as like a single unit franchisee, sometimes throughout out their whole career. But at some point, how did you know when you were ready to move on to that next level? I know you've done a couple of presentations on talking about, you know, how do you know when to grow? So what advice would you give to someone who is a franchisee or an entrepreneur getting ready to go to the next level?
That's a great question. I'm not sure when that happens. You'll know it when it happens, I guess.
Right, you just kind of know.
Or when it's time. I think we're trying to capture everything that the brand can offer currently in the marketplace, and I think it's wide open, to be honest with you. I don't think there's anybody in the marketplace that has extreme dominance. There's a lot of opportunity in the marketplace. I'm not sure I answered your question, but
no, you have. Actually.
Yeah, we're continuing to grow with the brand, and the brand has done amazing things, and it continues to do so. So that's where we're at.
Sounds like it could even be sometimes, you know, and I've heard this before because we've been doing this podcast such a long time now, Jeff, but sometimes it sounds like it could even be something as simple as like a feeling, you know what I mean? Like you just know, don't you, when it's ready or time to go to the next level. It's almost like a feeling in your gut, I guess you can say.
I mean, you start to scale and you start to get in a growth mode and you just probably I don't spend time other than trying to capture more market share is probably number one goal around here.
Yeah.
And like I said, there's a lot of opportunity.
You've recently got the designation, Jeff, you know, Franchisee of the Year Award, you know, and so when I have someone on the show like yourself, you know, I have to ask you, you know, how did you do that? You know, sometimes I've heard like answers as simple as, oh, I just followed the system, you know, let's say for Rebath. I mean, is it that simple, or is there more involved to becoming like a franchisee of the year?
Can I be cheeky with you for a second?
Yeah, you can.
You might have to talk to Brad, our CEO, but it might have been as simple as a duration type thing for me to have the Franchise of the Year Award. Having been around it for so long, I think you know, with our business model, there's success is based upon customer interface. We can do a lot of technology things to streamline the process, but all of that, in my opinion, is all in an effort to be able to devote more time to customer interface.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, customer comes first. You've heard all of the language around that. We believe that here, and I think that is probably the number one goal around here every day.
Yeah. Did you find it difficult, Jeff? I mean, when you had to, when you transitioned from that, you know, that single unit to multi-unit, I mean, I imagine, you know, today you're probably working much more on the business as opposed to in the business, but was it challenging for you to go to that next level?
No, a good point. That's what I do day to day is on the business. And when you're scaling, you find, you know, it's about finding the right people in that scaling process. And once you get to that point, you have the capacity to take on the additional commitments and continue to press the people that work on the team.
Yeah. And you talk about that sometimes, you know, in I've read, you know, different articles interviewing you, Jeff, in the past. You talk about the significance of hiring the right people. So, I mean, what do you look for personally when you're bringing someone on your team? Like, what's most important to you?
For core values,
yeah.
We believe that we can teach anybody a talent set, but what we can't teach is and core values. And
right.
So
right.
we have a grouping of core values that we drive towards. One of them is extreme curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, several others, but yeah, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for personalities more than a talent set.
Right. When I was trying to, you know, I was just researching your background, Jeff, what impressed me, you know, is of course, like you said, is the duration, how long you've actually been doing this. So I assume because you've seen so many different changes, I mean, from when you first got into being a franchisee with Rebath to where it is today, I mean, there's been so many different changes in technology, the economy, society. It seems to me like you are very adaptable, or you're open to change. You're not very resistant to change. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, yes. I believe
yeah.
change is a good thing.
Right.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of change in our product offering, our services. And you're right, society in general. Change is great, and we embrace that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's so important, Jeff. The majority of our listeners to our show, Jeff, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. And I know when you got involved in franchising, you know, 30 years ago, there wasn't as many choices as there is today. I heard recently, I was interviewing one of my guests, and he said there's in the U.S. there's like 4,000 different systems to choose from. It was probably like maybe closer to 1,000. When you first got involved. So, I mean, from everything you've learned up to this point, because there's so much out there, what advice would you give to our listeners then? They're kind of like just starting the research process and they're saying, oh my God, there's so much to choose from. Where do I begin? So it becomes very overwhelming. I mean, from everything you've learned up to this point, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
That's a great question, Marty. Mm. That's a hard one. I mean,
you can
approach it. You know, the people that come to Rebath, perhaps you can say to any franchise model, are, you know, two different types of people. Either they're entrepreneurial or they have an extreme technical skill in whatever franchise they might be looking to do. But I fall more on the entrepreneurial side, but
mm-hmm.
any piece of advice would be to, I'm not sure. That's a great question. I guess it would be to see if you had a fit maybe on the technical side, even
mm-hmm.
if you were leaning entrepreneurial, so that
right.
there would be a double play there. But, you know, my advice would be you better be very, very curious, and you better love problem solving. At
right.
least in our realm,
mm-hmm.
I don't know that, you know, I don't want to throw out any other franchise names, but there are
right.
other franchises that have been established, have been around for a long period of time,
right.
and it's kind of like cookie cutter. I don't
mm-hmm.
see us in that group at this point.
Right.
I
right.
think there's a lot of opportunity from a margin standpoint that we
right.
have that those franchise groups don't have. So, but at the same time, it's what we do is pretty complex.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because it's kind of an unfair question to ask you, Jeff, because your situation was totally different, as you said. I mean, again, you had a friend, you know, doing this, you know, so, I mean, you were exposed to Rebath, you know, and I think, you know, as you said, you saw the opportunity, it gave you a chance to kind of move, you know, back home to another place. You know, so your situation was a lot different, you know, and here you are today. I mean, I guess, so it sounds like you're in three locations. I'm curious, because you've been doing this such a long time now, like if you can look into a crystal ball, Jeff, whether it was like 1 year or 3 years or 5 years, where do you see yourself?
I'm in the process of turning the business over to Next Gen.
Okay.
So, you know, on a day-to-day basis, I'm working on the business, and probably in the back of my mind, there's succession issues that I'm
right.
dealing with too.
Right, of course.
So that's my thing. When that happens, not quite sure. Some days it seems like it may never happen, and some days it might happen tomorrow. But I'm just at the same time, we're trying to scale and continuing to grow too. So I would say probably in 3 years, I will probably be moving on to other things.
Right. I think that's wonderful because you've been doing it such a long time. What do you like most about like Rebath, you know, in working with the organization, Jeff? Because I know you're such a big part of the organization. What do you like most about it?
I enjoy probably every part of it. I think that our franchisor, they're forward leaning and they want to increase the growth and the customer experience. I see us as we see eye to eye on a lot of those issues.
It's important.
I think that's probably that plus the day-to-day interactions with the team around here. Every day brings new opportunities in my mind, challenges. That's probably the most exciting part of it.
I think that's wonderful. What's the best way, Jeff, for our listeners to get more information if they want to become a franchisee to Rebath, or perhaps they want to use the service, you know, whether it's your service in your area? Are there any like websites or phone numbers you can kind of direct them to get more information?
I think probably the best website, if somebody's interested in products in our service area or throughout the country, would be simply just to go to rebath.com.
Okay.
Or if they're interested in a franchise, would be to go to rebathfranchise.com as well.
That's fantastic. Well, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed talking to you, Jeff, you know, because I've been familiar with your name. I've seen your name out there, you know, and so for me to have the opportunity to speak to someone like yourself today, again, I've been doing this such a long time, has been a big privilege for me. So it's really been an honor to talk to you today.
Fine, and thank you again for having me, Marty. Great questions and excellent insight.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It was my pleasure. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to be playing a clip from our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry?
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, this is Connie. Today's great quote in franchising is being brought to you by
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com. Or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now almost 6 years, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Carol Mercurio, and she talks about a subject that we talk frequently on the show, which is following the franchise system. She gives a lot of great other advice in addition to aspiring entrepreneurs, but I just thought her advice was fantastic. So here we go with Carol Mercurio, franchise consultant.
It is, because success means different things to different people.
Right.
You know, there are people that could be very happy making $40,000, $50,000 a year, and there's others that would just never tolerate that. So you have to pick the right opportunity. It's going to meet not just your personal goals, but your income potential as well.
You have to like what you're doing, and most of the time that'll turn into making more money. So.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, the truth is that franchising really isn't for everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you know, Michael Gerber, you know, one of your guests who is one of my heroes, so to speak.
Right.
I love his book. I recommend his book all the time.
Yeah.
And as he says, you know, there's a difference between an entrepreneur and what he calls a technician.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, and we'll go into that if you want to move forward in the
Sure, slide. Absolutely. We'll go to the next slide, and that's slide 4, Carol, says that's all great, but...
Do you have what it takes? And,
right.
and that's really what this presentation will help people do. When I do this presentation live, it takes about 2 hours, and, you know, there are people at the end of the presentation will run to the front door and can't get out fast enough. They're scared to death. Or you have
sure.
those folks that just linger on because they really want to learn more and educate themselves to see if this is the right fit for them. But there's a lot to figure out, you know, before you actually can pull the trigger and make that decision. And as you mentioned just previously, the due diligence is imperative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to do a good job of figuring that out. You know, is it the right connection personally, and are you connecting with a company that you feel is a comfortable marriage between the two of you?
Absolutely. Right.
And so that's what we're going to do, is help determine if this is, in fact, the right path to explore. And then we can move on to motivation.
Okay.
And, you know, if you know, for me, I think motivation is really, really a major component of this whole process.
I agree.
If you're not motivated to do this, don't do it. If somebody tells you you should do it for a variety of different reasons, but it's not your own passion,
right.
you probably won't do well at it. And, you know, there's two different types of motivation. There's positive motivation, and there's negative motivation. So you have to think of it, is it an inspiration? Are you inspired to do this, or are you desperate to do this? There's a big difference here.
Absolutely.
Are you, you know, running from something, or you're running towards something?
Right, right.
And,
you
know, for me,
quickly,
I work
Carol.
With a lot of folks that have been downsized, and they're in transition in life, and I certainly can relate to it. But they may go to looking at a business because they can't find a job. Or maybe lesser positions are offered to them, less money, less title, or maybe their severance is about to end and they need to make some decision quickly. Bad choice.
Right.
It's not a good reason to buy a business. That's
like a last resort type of decision. So you can quickly determine part of your services is finding out that motivation level pretty early on.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I won't move forward in our consultation until that candidate can tell me what their reason is.
Right.
And it's not just because, you know, I want control over my destiny. Who doesn't?
you know,
everybody does.
That's true.
Or they want to make more money. Who wouldn't?
Right, absolutely.
You know, it has to go layers deeper than that, or as I look at it, you know, having a burning desire. Or I'll add to that a little pain. You know, if you can't relate to the pain, then there's no reward at the end.
Absolutely.
And going into business for yourself can be painful. You know, with franchising, of course, it's a little bit easier because you have all the support. But it's still you're starting a business from scratch.
That's
and
you
have
to
really
always
want
talk
it.
About. Right.
I'm sorry.
Right. We always talk about that, that there's no guarantee of success, but if you follow the system, work hard, look at the stats we just went over. I mean, the failure rate's so low. And then with getting the right
match,
consultation from someone like yourself, then,
right.
You should be okay.
Well, and it's true. And, you know, the systems that are in place with franchising are the major reasons why people gravitate to franchising. But if you're not the personality to follow a system and you're more of that entrepreneur, as Michael Gerber would say,
right.
The best way to describe it is you can't paint the golden arches green.
Right, right.
You know, it just won't work.
Absolutely.
Either you follow the system and you'll be successful or not. But most importantly, there has to be a motivation. And everyone's motivation is different. You know, the way I help people see things is if you look down the road, say, the next 3-5 years from today, how do you see your life being different, if at all?
Right.
You know, what do you want to accomplish? You know, and for some people, it might be doing things that they've just missed doing, like having the freedom to play golf or, you know, having the money to buy a boat and taking their family on it and being with their family and having that quality time that they just don't have in their current world.
That's interesting. So you consider that positive motivation because that's the whole big picture of success in business, working hard, and then having all that personal stuff on the side.
Oh, yeah. What's the end result look like? You know, what is it that you want to accomplish by being in business for yourself? I mean, what is your burning desire? Where is the pain now? I mean, if you look at your current situation today, you know, I'll have people that I'm working with that are making, you know, well over six-figure incomes, and they...
Thank you.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.